This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With no perceptible movement this morning on lifting the partial government shutdown or averting the federal debt asteroid heading our way, many people have been reflecting on what they expect from their government. At a time when the police in Oakland, California are strapped for cash, some residents have turned to online crowdfunding to stop an outbreak of muggings and burglaries. Dave Groves lives in Oakland's Rock Ridge neighborhood, where he and some others hit upon the idea of using CrowdTilt, a Kickstarter-like system, to raise money to hire extra security for their part of town. He joins us from Oakland. Mr. Groves, hello.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Morning. So tell me about the problem that you're trying to solve with this fundraiser. What wasn't happening?
Well, in our community, we've seen a dramatic increase in robberies, particularly the last year, year and a half or so. And we're also facing a pretty widely recognized policing shortage. They have more like 600 officers rather than the 900 that they believe they really need. And so because of these two, we're feeling like we're really lacking the security and the amount of protection that we need in order to live and feel safe in our community.
So you're doing this crowdfunding attempt. It's an outfit called CrowdTilt. What's the goal?
Our idea here is that if we can raise funds to hire a security patrol that can actually drive around, be there to help out, and just show that, look, as a community, we're committed to making sure that everybody who uses the community, including the residents and visitors, are safe. We think that can have a big deterrence effect and really help stem this wave of robberies.
There's this notion of public goods, something that we all need in common, and that might be the security of our streets. I mean, do you worry that you'll be on this crowd tilt thing next for streetlights, water main breaks?
Certainly hope not. And I definitely understand the concern about setting a precedent and letting the police off the hook. And I think that's why we really see this as part of a more comprehensive effort working with our elected officials who are trying to improve the staffing issues at Oakland Police Department. Of course, there's a risk that this leads down that path towards privatizing all these public goods. I think it's safe to say that most people in our community would, you know, strongly believe that the city should be performing this role. But at this present time, we just don't have an option because we have such a wonderful community, walkable, diverse, and we need to make sure that it can thrive and be safe.
Oakland, California resident Dave Groves is part of an initiative to crowdsource funding to hire a security service for his part of Oakland. Mr. Groves, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.